Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet in the Oizva Adar edition, starting the 15th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Zog de Mishnah, Eilu Kshorim Shechayovim Aleihem. Which kesher, one is chayav in Shabbos for doing that knot? Kesher is tying a knot. Which knot is usur? So the Mishnah brings the first two examples is a knot, which is a permanent knot. Kesher gamolim vekesher saponim, which means they used to create from a rope a knot that created a ring either in the nose of the camel or on the boat. And then they would tie a rope to that ring. Someone who creates the ring, that ring is a permanent ring. It stays there forever. They never untie it. So that is a knot which is also in Shabbos and one is chayv chatas for it. Kashem shu chayv al kasharon, kao chayv al aterin. The same way he's chayv for tying these knots, he's chayv also for untying these knots. Any knot that he can untie with one hand, meaning it doesn't require two hands, he's not chayav in it, because that means it's not completely tied up, because if he could do it with one hand. Says the Gemara, so we saw part of this earlier. The Gemara asks, where do we have knots in the Mishkan? The different ropes that connected to the pegs when they build up the Mishkan, and they stick the pegs into the ground, so they had the Meitorim connecting to the pegs. Sigma Veloyla Shah, so that was a temporary thing. It didn't tie it forever. They tied it only as long as the Mishkan was built. Once the Mishkan was traveling, they untied it. So that's not a permanent kesher. This is more quoted, read a few times in our Masechta. Says, because when did they travel? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to travel. So because it came based on the Dibur of Hashem, is not considered to be that it was a temporary thing, it's considered to be permanent. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them they're not going to be there permanently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he promised that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Kimishu l'shol. That's the Gemara of Reb Chaim. It's not considered to be a permanent settlement, even though it was done on Pia Dibur. But the Dibur also told them it will be temporary, and therefore that's not considered to be the kesher. So that cannot be the source for tying a knot in from the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, about Pinchas, you know where you learn it from? Mitoifre Yiriyos Lamon. What's the Yiriyos? The Yiriyos were tied together. It was sewed together to create a very long panel to put it on the Mishkan. So the Yiriyos are the small panels, and they connected them together. Connecting together is called, that's called the melacha of tefira, of sewing. And the people that were put that were tied for the Yiriyos, that they sewed the Yiriyos together, there they had tying and untying. What's the case? Explains the Gemara. We saw this before. Nifsok haya kosher. You would have a thread, and it would get torn. So you would tie it up. Here's a tie that will remain permanently there. Chazor v'nifsok. The same thread had another hole. It got torn again. So the thing was, la'asoysuk shoyim shoyim yevsher. To have multiple knots, that doesn't look professionally. And he goes and unties the first and removes that thread and puts a new thread. So you see over here, tying and untying. You tie it when it's only one kesher. Once you have another requirement for another kesher, you just untie the first one and put in a new thread. Says Chizkio, that's not an issue. Someone who's a professional, he knows how to hide the two knots. So even though it will be multiple knots, he does it in a certain way that you won't see the knots. So the fact that there was another tear in the thread did not require them to remove the thread. So where do we see untying in the Mishkan? Says the Gemara of Aydar Mado. So what was really the source? We learned it for the people that weave the Urias. These Urias, they're put in the Mishkan, the original ones, have to be weaved. And there you cannot have any knots. My time. In other words, what's the source? Because it says in the Pasuk, Oirich Ayuria Ha'achas. What's Ha'achas? Kedeshte Kulo Achas. It has to be all one big thread. So you cannot have knots in the middle. So what did they do? Nifsok haya kosher. If one thread got a cut, he would tie it up. Because it was one thread going throughout the entire weave, so he used to pull the thread until it reached the edge, and then he untied it, and he continued pulling the thread. So that's why that area that had a hole would be out of the orik. So here's where you see untying. Because they used to tie, as we mentioned, when they connected the arigi together, tie for your ears. And they used to untie in the arigi. You could not have any knots permanently there. So there you learn the untying in the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, after Chum Mishra Avchuno, Afilu Orev Shebo, even the weft of the Mishkan, even the horizontal threads, Lo Abelo Keshe Velo Teyomis, there was no knots in there. And there was no tiyamis. Now, what's the chiddush by the weft, by the arif? Because the arif, the way they weaved, used to have the horizontal lines, which is called the shti. And then you have the vertical lines that go up and down. They go above and below the shti that are spread out. So parts of the arif threads were not seen. They were covered by the shti. Even there, you made sure there was no knots in the Mishkan. And there was no tiyamis, meaning you had two threads, one next to each other. One goes above the string of the thread of the shti, and the one next to it goes below it. The next is the next line of the shti. It's the opposite. Whatever was above in the first one will be below in the second one, and whatever is below in the first one is above in the second one, etc. You never had two threads of ariv of weft one next to each other, because one is below the line and one is above the line. So meaning how pure and perfect was the sewing and the weaving in the Mishkan. Tani Rav Yishayo, Choytel Shel Tamarim, V'Patilyo Shel Tamarim, the different type of basket, sealed baskets that they store dates in it. Koyreyo Matir Revat Shelo Yikshur. He can tear them open and tear up the knots as long as he doesn't tie it up in order to leave it closed. Because tearing it open is like breaking a barrel, and Letzech Sudu, you're allowed to do it. But to tie a knot, you're not allowed to, as we saw in our Mishnah. We're continuing that Tzaydal on base, Halacha Bey Zog the Mishnah. V'yesh Chaksharim She'ein Chavim Aleim K'kesher Gamolim U'K'kesher Asaponim. There are some knots that you're not having it, like the knots that we mentioned before of the camels and the boats that stay there forever. Things that stay for a longer period of time, but not forever. So they are not, they don't have a din of Isudur Reis of Kesher, but they have a Yisro Dura Bonin of a Kesher. That's one. That's something more in the Bible explains it. Now we're coming to another thing. It says the Mishnah, Kesheris Isho Maftechei Chaluk V'chutei Svocho Shepaskio. Some knots, not even Yisro Dura Bonin, they're mutter to tie on Shabbos. A woman can tie up the openings of her rope, or she can tie up different strings in her hair or of a belt. Or Ritzuas Mino V'sando, the Ritzuas, the strings that are around the shoes and sandals, v'noidis yain v'shemen, and flasks of wine or oil, v'gedir shabasar, and a dish of meat that's tied up. So these things you tie and you open during the same day, and that's mutter even midirabanan. Plus, Yaakov Oimer koshrut fi behim v'fishol teitze. You're allowed to tie a string, a rope in front of an animal in order to avoid her from going out. That will protect it. And then you open the rope, and then she goes out. That's something that you close it open on Shabbos. Koshrut dli v'piskia avloi bechevel rabbi de matir. You're allowed to tie a bucket with a belt, but not with a rope, because a rope you leave there for a long time. But the belt is something which is only temporary. Rabbi Matir, and Rabbi Yehuda says that you could do even a rope. Which is not permanent, one is not chav on it, and we'll see in the Gemara what's the machlekes. We're talking about a border that is attached to the rope. Reb Chaim explains that there's a little bit of a border in the top of her robe, which always remains open. And ever tying over there is very temporary. He says, Rabbi brings another explanation. It looks like a shirt that we have in today's day, which means you're tying up the entire two sides of a robe. Now, even though a big portion of it may remain closed for a very long period of time, it's still allowed because it's clothing and something that the people do open and close in a usual basis. If the shoelaces of a shoe or of a sandal fell off, he could put it back, but he should not tie it up. And we're talking here about the knot that connects these laces to the shoe and remains there. If a toe of a shoe fell off, the bride's going to return back. When you're allowed to do it when there's only one hole, I mean, it's only one place to attach it. You have two places, it makes it more permanent. And it makes it more of a kvias. And it looks like a misakin. Says the Gemara, my visa, boy, benze, keman, domer, b'sheish, lo, shtei, nekofin. They both work if you have even two holes. Ma'oke, don't, what's the difference? Man, domer, mutter, b'rafin, man, domer, asur, b'afutzim. The one who says mutter, when it's very easy to connect and disconnect, that's not called misakin. But if it's something which is hard, you have to stick it in, so then it's asur. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that you could put a rope in front of an animal for it not to leave. Says the one, Machol kima Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbanan argue with Elazar ben Yaakov. Says the one, Manetani, the fact is fine in the Braiso. The Moedi Chachom Lar Meir Bechoy Somo Shebekarko, Shebefakovim Umafkim Umatir Bechoytchim. Rabbanan agreed to a Meir in the doors that are connected to the ground. Then Yom Tev, you're allowed to shake them and you're allowed to untie them, unbundle the tie, and then untie them and cut them. We could do that on Yom Tov. So continues the Gemara that's like, hey, b'Shabbes, mifakvikin, you're allowed to shake them, and the Girsa of Chaim is, umatirim, and you're allowed to untie them. Avloi mafkim, v'loi choitchim. You're not allowed to unbundle them and cut them, because that really looks like a stiro, like you're doing a stiro on something which is connected to the ground. Bekelim, b'Shabbes mutov, and tzorchlan b'yontov. And if it's kelim, which is not connected to the ground, so you could do it sign Shabbos, sign yontov. But what do we see? That even when it's connected to the ground, to untie is allowed. That was the Girsa of Chaim. Says the Gemara, Dom Ro ain cholkim Ablozer b'Yaakov. That's a raya. The Chachamim don't disagree with Ablozer b'Yaakov, because they agree that if you have a rope in front of an animal, you can untie it on Shabbos. The same you can untie the doors that are connected to the ground, because untying is not considered to be stiro, and because it's not a permanent tie, you'll have to untie it on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yushami Shabbos Dav Tzadik Dalid.